The human mind is capable of incredible feats, so putting your blown mind back together at the end of it should be child's play. Really? Chapter 1. 17 Impossible Things Before Breakfast. You don't have to travel far to see things you didn't believe were possible. There are astonishing, unexplained events happening all around you. Night as bright as day, hypercomputers that can think like us, exotic metals made with forbidden chemistry, and more. Join us as we start our expedition into the realm of the incredible. More than once you will think to yourself that these things simply cannot be true. But everything that follows is definitively documented and totally mind-blowing. The Riddle of the Nocturnal Sun. What could be more sure than night following day? Yet, before artificial lights blinded our sight, reports of nights as bright as day were common, discovers Rebecca Boyle. What lay behind the phenomenon was a mystery. Until now. In the millennia before streetlights and smartphones, humans could, on rare occasions, walk around on a moonless night and see clearly. Looking up, they could see broad, luminous patches of light stretching across the sky, which brightened the heavens in all directions, as though it were daylight. People could read without candlelight, view small details in their surroundings, and make out landscapes in the distance. It was as if the world were illuminated by a hidden nighttime sun. The existence of bright nights is well accepted, but their cause remains a mystery. Frustratingly, sightings have almost entirely faded away in the past few decades, making it seem that any hope of solving the riddle was dimming. Now, though, one man says he has seen the solution. The earliest account of a bright night comes from Pliny the Elder, a Roman army commander who studied nature in his spare time. In his Encyclopedic Natural History of around AD 77, he wrote that the phenomenon commonly called a nocturnal sun, a light emanating from the sky at night, has been seen many times. In 1988, a French atmospheric scientist named Michel Ursay produced the definitive collection of accounts of bright nights, which documented similar stories from the past millennium and all over the world. In French, they were called Nuit Claire, and in German, Helle Nacht. But sightings have become rarer. The most recent may be from the 22nd and 23rd of August 2001 at the Leoncito Astronomical Complex high in the Argentinian Andes. During that event, Stephen Smith of Boston University in Massachusetts and his colleagues reported a night sky that was 10 times brighter than normal. There is an obvious reason why the frequency of reported bright nights might have fallen. It has to be dark for us to notice them. And these days, 99% of people in Europe and North America sleep under an artificially lit sky. Ursay's book suggests that about one bright night used to be observed every year, but aside from that, reveals no obvious temporal or geographical pattern. I think you would have to have been in the right place at the right time and in the right situation to see one, says John Barentine, an astronomer at the International Dark Sky Association, which works to combat light pollution. Luminous smog. However, Barentine points to an interesting clue buried in 19th century accounts. These frequently include a description of a luminous smog in the air. Astronomers and maritime observers said the effect was distinct from auroras or the faint nocturnal glow known as the zodiacal light, a pyramid-shaped brightness produced when space dust reflects sunshine coming from below the horizon. This suggests there might be some sort of reflective haze hanging in the upper atmosphere. Perhaps that could have been dust from volcanoes or meteors, says Barentine. Take the account of a diarist we know only as M. Touche.